question. Hi, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Question for your newsletter. I am currently shooting a series and am immensely self-conscious between action and cut. Usually, I find freedom, a sense of play, and a willingness to fail in that magic space. My last job was utterly freeing, and the director championed putting it all out there. However, this current job has been different. The director wants exact choices I made in the wide, up close. No improv, no dialogue changes, and every offer is restrained. Script supervisor is ruthless to the point of, you exhaled your cigarette on that word and touched your left eye on this one. And the dialect coach is in the ear, nope, watch the upward inflection. Basically, everything between action and cut has become technical, and I am leaving scenes noticing that I'm now acting for myself to hit these markers and utterly absent from my scene partner. Although I'm fine with the technicalities of this medium, e.g. you won't always be in the moment, camera awareness is crucial, and sometimes you gotta bullshit to catch the light, but this has gone far beyond general screen awareness. Any tips to get me out of my head and work within the constraints? Much love, Simba. Name changed for privacy's sake. Answer. Simba. Holy smokes. Yeah, what a scenario. Thank you for this beautifully detailed question. This sounds, honestly, this sounds freaking exhausting. Firstly, let's zoom out. This is one acting job in your long, long career, Simba. So the fact that you are feeling immensely self-conscious between action and cut, let's just tack on to the end of that sentence, and that's okay. It sure as hell sounds like it feels bloody frustrating and uncomfortable, but, and apologies if this comes across as naff, but I genuinely believe this, to be dealing with this complex challenge early in your career, this sounds like a wonderful problem to be working on for now, one which I know will pay dividends in the future. Okay. To quote you, usually I find freedom, a sense of play, and a willingness to fail in that magic space. Simba, I am wholeheartedly going to agree with you on this. I am lucky enough to know your work, and what's more, I've been lucky enough to see your work behind the curtain. You, sir, play freely with a bloody incredible willingness to fail. So when you use the term magic space, I believe you. Now, when it comes to doing exactly what is asked of you, sure, with your training and skill set, I think you know, as well as I do, that you are more than capable of doing everything that is being asked of you. However, the pivotal question is, at what cost? People might look at you from the outside and think, well, you're just lucky to have a job when so many others don't, or stop being difficult and just get on with it, or who cares, you know, just do exactly what's asked of you for a couple more months and then you can go do whatever you want. But no one, I really mean this, not a single person on this earth will ever fully understand what it costs you to not give your work your way, for you to sacrifice that magic space. Story time. A dear friend of mine landed the understudy role of the protagonist in a huge hit musical straight after graduating from drama school. Now, musicals, you can see where this is going, we are talking about a style which involves hundreds of lighting positions, sound cues, and movements which require extreme precision, all of which are to be repeated night after night after night. Basically, there is not a huge amount of room for creative freedom in the moment. However, to make matters more difficult, the director was obsessed with making this actor do exactly what the lead of the show had been doing. Johnny says that line like this. Johnny smiles on this word, not that word. Johnny says that quieter. This carried on for a few weeks. And my dear friend was feeling controlled, used, manipulated, pushed, pulled. From the outside, of course, it looked like a dream opportunity. A fresh graduate, first job, guaranteed at least 2 shows a week, understudying one of the world's leading musical actors in one of the greatest musical hits of the past few decades. But people didn't know what it was costing him. To not have any sense of creative input. No sense of autonomy. His art, his magic space, the thing he had spent 3 years giving his blood, sweat, and tears to, became hit your mark, hit your note, and do it like Johnny did it. Until, one day, it simply cost him too much. After yet another comment of, Johnny wouldn't do it like that, my friend just snapped. I'm not Johnny. The room went quiet. You see, for my friend, it wasn't worth it. To be paid as an actor to work on a great professional job, the result was not worth the process. The result wasn't worth sacrificing his magic space. In fact, most generous artists I know, gun to the head, would prefer a miserable result, which comes from an invigorating process, over a stunning result, which comes from a miserable process. Why? Because the process is more valuable than the result. It's the process which will continue to provide food on the table over the long run. It's the process which will provide sustainable work over one's career. It's the process which will help them put their head on the pillow, feeling fulfilled night after night. Not a one single glorious result which the artist had no real creative input towards. Now, obviously, I am not suggesting you snap back and shout for your right to give your work your way. Not at all. My friend was young and new to the industry. But what I am floating the idea of here is permission to start the conversation with your colleagues. Healthy artistic change on the job starts with someone going first. It starts with someone putting their hand up and being honest. Simba, if I was directing you, man, and wanting you to do everything that myself and the team was asking, and I saw you take a slow, kind breath, look me in the eyes and say, Mike, can we chat? I'm just struggling a bit at the moment, mate. I would lean in. I promise you, I would lean in. And what's more is that you dropping your guard would encourage me to drop mine. Why is this important? Well, for a director to enforce such a strong level of control, something tells me it's probably coming from a fair bit of fear. Something tells me that person is feeling a lot of pressure to provide a pristine result within a short amount of time. And if a conversation begins, then the understanding of each other's position begins, and people can start to move forward with a sense of compassion, and possibly even with a sense of wiggle room. For example, what happened to my friend, you ask? Well, the following break, after he snapped, he was approached by the director and they had a conversation about where things were at and how they could move things forward together. It was clear to the director that my friend was miserable. It was clearly costing him too much to just be a puppet and to not have any sense of autonomy. But what surprised my friend was that he began to understand the situation the director was in too. The immense pressure the director was under from the team in America for the show to be exactly the same, regardless of which actor was stepping into the understudy position. The two even laughed about the similarities of what they were both experiencing. And from that place of acknowledgement and acceptance, oddly, they began to play. The play might not have been the size at which my friend was used to, or as overtly as they might have liked, but within the structures that were required for that specific job to happen, They zoomed in to find the tiny crevices in which they could do it their way. The moment before they stepped onto stage as they warmed up behind the curtain, the wiggling of the toes hidden by their shoes, the choice to wave with their right hand rather than their left, the secret their character was hiding behind that specific line of dialogue. What's my point? Control of other creatives usually stems from a place of fear. And just like me, creatives get real scared. Scared of losing their paycheck. Scared of their work not being enough. Scared of where or when the next job might happen. But at the same time, no one ever fully knows what their fear and control is costing you. So permission to speak up. Permission to express when you're struggling with the work, and permission to zoom in to find the smallest space for you to play. The moment before your take, the pause that's half a second longer, there is always something, no matter how small, that is within your control. My advice? Have fun finding it. Hope this helps. For private coaching or other resources, head to actorsblueprint.com or simply email me at info@actorsblueprint.com.